You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And we have some KFUO history to share today.
And I'm a history nerd, so.
it's always exciting when we get to learn a little bit more about KFUO's history. It's an honor to be a part of this legacy. Over 90 years in, yeah. 2024, approaching our 100th anniversary of proclaiming the good news of Jesus on KFUO. In studio today, Walter Lober served with KFUO back in the 60s. Walter, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you in studio. Excited to learn about your work with KFUO. Tell me, what years were you with KFUO?
1964 to 67.
64 to 67. What was, before we even get into KFUO, what was going on at that time in your life and in the world? What was life like here in St. Louis from 64 to 67?
Well, I know in 64 and 67 when we were here, it was, of course, the St. Louis Cardinals. both my wife and myself have been Cardinal fans, and coming to St. Louis, we knew that that was one thing that we were going to enjoy, was not only listening to the Cardinals, but having the opportunity to go out to the stadium and see them.
And so you became a part of the team at KFUO. Tell us a little bit about your work at KFUO, what you loved about being a part of the team at KFUO during those years.
The requirement that I had in coming to KFUO was to work in the extension department. In other words, to take the studio or the station from where it is here in St. Louis and try to expand it out in other, not develop other radio stations. But the big thing was we had the Portals of Prayer radio program. And my responsibility was to take Portals of Prayer booklets, find devotions that would be appropriate for on radio, and then edit them in whatever way. And then they were typed up and sent out to Hollywood, California, and I believe the gentleman's name was Nelson Lee, who was the voice of Portals of Prayer. So that was the main responsibility that I had. We also produced several record albums. One was with just the organ. That was something new for us at KFUO to have. And we did that over in Belleville, Illinois. We did one with the Concordia Seminary Chorus. And these were made available to radio stations or for just general use for people in their home.
Did you get to spend a lot of time on air?
My time on the air was was not a requirement, but we had a devotional program in mid-afternoons, and pastors would come in for it. And as can happen, a pastor doesn't show up.
No way.
When a pastor doesn't, when he doesn't show up, my phone would ring, and can you come down here and fill in? And as I was walking down the steps to get to the studio, and the first hymn was already being played on the air, I was thinking, what am I going to have my devotional about? And when I went into the studio, the red light went on, and I opened my mouth, and something always came out.
Trusting that the Word of God.
Yeah. You pray for the Holy Spirit to give you the words and the thoughts. But you knew that the audience was probably of older people, maybe shut-ins, people that, were coming to the senior years of their life. And that was always an enjoyment for me, to be able to share with them the certain and positive hope that they had in the Lord Jesus, that ahead of them might be some trials and tribulations, some difficulties, aches and pains, and whatever comes with old age. But before them was a glorious hope of the everlasting life with the Lord Jesus in heaven.
I mean, obviously talking about the gospel on air is probably the highlight for everybody. But
right.
What else did you enjoy about working at KFUO at that time?
The people that we had there on the staff. We had a wonderful staff, at least as far as I was concerned. It was a joy to work with them. I had two secretaries. Probably people remember Dr. Rep. His wife was one of the secretaries that worked for me and typed up the Portals of Prayer radio scripts. There was a Lillian. Both of those ladies were wonderful to work with. Mr. Spath was the business manager, and he was always a bundle of joy. So Emerson Russell was the general manager at that time. So working with the people there at KFUO was a joy, as well as knowing that on the other side of the mic, out there in the audience, were some wonderful Christian people and maybe some non-Christian people that we could produce things that would be of help to them, and we could also, as I said, be on air and be able to share God's word with them. When you talk about the extension department, there are two experiences that were I treasure especially. That there was a mission congregation just starting out, and they had a place to worship, but they didn't have any musical accompaniment. And what we did was made a tape of all of the musical responses to the liturgy, then on page 5 and then on page 15 in the Lutheran hymnal, so that the pastor could say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and on would go the tape recorder, and here would come a massive organ, probably in a little shopping center place, with the Amen, and then the tape recorder would go off, and then he would come back with Beloved in the Lord, and then it would be the other organ response. And we did the whole liturgy for that, and we got the comment back that it was helpful and very meaningful, and they thought, boy, this is wonderful. A place that was used as a dance hall the night before has now got this massive organ. The other thing is that we were asked to make some devotions for a battleship, that they wanted to have devotions, and evidently they had a chaplain that was going to be on the submarine, and we produced the devotions for them. And just to know that not only does your word go up and out, but your word also goes down and under, that we were able to share in that way.
Wow, that's incredible.
To be able to reach many people with the gospel, that saving word of Christ. How has, having a chance to see the studios today, how has technology changed from your perspective? Describe the technology that you were using in that time. You mentioned a tape recorder a little bit ago. Describe the technology that you used during the 60s at KFUO.
Obviously much different, and I'm not much in technology, but I just know, looking at this microphone, we didn't have anything like this. It was some kind of almost like a little square box that was standing up in front of you, and you were speaking into that. To see all the automation that you have here, there wasn't anything that I recall like that. I did get back into the area where they had all of the machinery for putting the programs on the air. Junior Fisher was our technician at that time. And today, looking at the equipment that you have here, it's almost from night to day.
I'm sure it is a little bit different. I remember when I started in radio back in the 90s and using tape, actual reel-to-reel tape, and how things have certainly changed since then. Now using computers to record digitally, it's certainly, when the reason we say that that's a cut, you know, we refer to something as a cut, is because you literally cut the tape. So we don't actually have to do that now. It's all done digitally on a computer, but the technology has certainly changed. And at that time, KFUO was an AM station, solely an AM station, with the, you mentioned extension. So how are you sending programs out to, were you sending programs out to reach others?
We weren't sending programs. We were making programs available to others to extend the station in that way, not to develop any stations. But if a station wanted sacred music, we would send them a record album.
So you mentioned Portals of Prayer devotion as part of the extension. So how would you send that program to other stations?
By record.
By record. So you recorded it and
it was
and
recorded
print, and printed
out
it on
in,
record.
In Hollywood.
Okay.
And then the records were sent out. I don't remember the numbers. Something like 650 radio stations were carrying the, I think it was a two-minute program at that time. And I don't know how long the radio program, I don't think it exists today, that, to my knowledge, that the Portals of Prayer radio program is, what, history and gone by the wayside. But it was an opportunity for radio stations that wanted to bring a religious thought to the community that we made that program available for them.
Wow. We need to find some of those records. Now that records are coming back in style,
but they're in our archives.
Our millennial
somewhere.
Generation is pulling out the record players.
We might have some over at CH at Concordia Historical Institute.
We should go find them. That would be fun. What made KFUO unique in the 60s among all the radio stations? You know, radio now is, you know, we do a lot of podcasting now, and so we have our niche now with what we do with digital audio. But what made KFUO unique back in the 60s?
I would say that what made it unique back in the 60s is what makes it unique today, to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think if you go back into the history of it, wasn't it Walter A. Meyer that started, I mean, the Lutheran Hour, yes, but mm-hmm. with KFUO too, that his whole idea was to be able to share Christ and bring Christ to the nations. We might say bring Christ to St. Louis, St. Mm-hmm. Louis County, and as far out as KFUO would reach at that time. And then through the extension department saying, hey, this isn't far enough. What can we do with the gospel to make it available to other radio stations so that they can become a little miniature KFUO in their own community?
What an honor to be a part of such a legacy and to have the opportunity to meet you today and hear your story and to learn a little bit more about the history of KFUO. Walter, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. It was great to hear your story. Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an honor and a privilege.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.